44 dead in Los Angeles as President Bush sends in federal troops.
What is going on in L.A. must and will stop.
Gunman kills four at California High School. Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Los Angeles seems calmer this morning, but with 44 dead, some 2,000 injured, and property damage beyond $500 million, the devastation of the Rodney King riots has far surpassed the 1965 Watts Uprising. President Bush addressed the nation last night, announcing he's prepared to order regular Army troops and Marines into Los Angeles and saying he put California's National Guard under federal command. While questioning the acquittal of four policemen in the videotaped King beating and saying the case will be reviewed by a federal grand jury, the president took a tough line toward the lawless.
I will use whatever force is necessary to restore order.
After that, said Mr. Bush, the city and the nation must heal.
We must keep on working to create a climate of understanding and tolerance. A climate that refuses to accept racism, bigotry, anti-Semitism, and hate of any kind, anytime, anywhere.
With the end of another curfew, authorities maintain the upper hand. David Dow has the latest.
The sight of National Guardsmen in battle gear is more and more a prominent and deterring part of the landscape of South Central Los Angeles. As guardsmen take over guard duty, police are freed up to pursue looters and vandals. The arrest total has passed 6,000, but the coming of relative calm to the riot zone has brought some hard realities to residents such as Andrea Dorsey. Many services and businesses are gone.
We don't have no place to do nothing. We can't go grocery shopping. We can't cash no check. We can't go get no food stamps. We can't nothing.
The few supermarkets that survive looting are jammed with shoppers. Rebuilding the area will be a long process, and some businesses may not bother, including a discount drugstore chain that lost three stores in rioting. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Rodney King, who yesterday appealed for peace, has told the Los Angeles Times prosecutors should have called him as a witness against the four policemen who beat him. South Korea is sending a top official to Los Angeles to survey the damage suffered by at least 100 Korean merchants. Japan's biggest travel agency has canceled tours to L.A., as Steve Herman reports from Tokyo.
Intensive Japanese media coverage of the violence in Los Angeles is helping to convince many people here that this is not a good time to visit Southern California. Tens of thousands of Japanese had planned to be in Los Angeles this weekend, the time of Japan's annual Golden Week holiday, the biggest travel season of the year here. The Japan Travel Bureau says it has canceled all Golden Week tours to Southern California, a move affecting 42,000 travelers. JTB says tours that have already left Japan will change their itineraries to avoid Los Angeles. Reports that two Japanese visitors are among those injured in the L.A. violence and concern about the rioting expressed by the foreign ministry are expected to prompt many more potential L.A.-bound travelers to accept travel agency offers to cancel their reservations without penalty. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
Scattered trouble continues elsewhere around the country. In Seattle overnight, a rash of suspicious fires broke out, 10 of them serious. Hundreds gathered last night for what police called an illegal demonstration at a train station in San Francisco's Mission District.
Everyone in the BART Plaza, everyone in the southwest corner must leave or you will be arrested. There will be no further warning.
Nearly 400 people did not comply and they were arrested. No injuries reported there. Rock-throwing protesters overturned cars and broke windows last night in suburban New Rochelle, New York. And there was trouble last night in Washington's fashionable Georgetown section. WTOP's Nan Seamer has that.
Police moved in quickly when crowds broke out the windows of three businesses. Robert Milton says he thought the response was excessive.
You see it all around, right? It's wrong. It's wrong. There has not been any looting, no violence whatsoever. Just people, you know, generally having a Friday night.
But Mark Dion, who manages the American Cafe, believes police acted properly.
I mean, they did what they had to do. They did what they had to do. There was large groups of people that were looking to cause trouble. And it's not worthy for what, you know, what's going on.
A half dozen people were arrested. Nan Seamer for CBS News, Washington.
It was an ordinary Friday at Lyndhurst High School in Olivehurst, California. Then Eric Houston showed up. As Pat Davis reports from KRAK Sacramento, what followed was a bloody hostage siege.
A former student who failed to graduate from Lyndhurst High School 3 years ago returned to the school in combat fatigues, armed to the teeth, with a rifle, shotgun, and bandoliers of ammunition across his chest. Sheriff deputies say Eric Houston killed three students and a teacher and wounded 11 others in a hail of gunfire covering three separate classrooms. Then Houston took 80 students hostage, releasing them unharmed in small groups from time to time for such things as Advil and pizza. Finally, Houston surrendered peacefully. Yuba County Sheriff Gary Tyndall was at a total loss to explain why Houston finally called it quits after 8.5 hours.
I'm not sure. And I say that because we talked at him for lengths of time, and
what were some of the things?
Well, towards the end, he wanted to give himself up.
Not much is known about Houston, except that he was recently laid off from work, reportedly because he did not have a high school diploma. Pat Davis for CBS News, Sacramento.
In Ames, Iowa, the annual spring celebration by Iowa State University students got out of hand. Police fired tear gas to break up bottle and rock-throwing crowds of about 2,000. Police Sergeant Craig Reed.
Most of the people were yelling, tastes great, less filling. So their main purpose seems to be to drink beer and throw the bottles at the police.
8 people were injured, some severely beaten by people in the crowd. On what Operation Rescue says is the last day of its 2-week Buffalo, New York abortion protest, police have been making more arrests. No clinics have had to close. Heavy new fighting in Bosnia-Herzegovina has killed at least 13 people and derailed European Community peace talks. The EC has again demanded withdrawal of the Serbian-led army. A powerful bomb exploded overnight near the U.S. consulate in the Croatian capital of Zagreb. It injured 13 people, including a policeman guarding the consulate. However, the U.S. embassy in Belgrade said the consulate was not believed to be the target. The husband of Nobel Peace laureate Aung San Suu Kyi left Bangkok today for Rangoon and his first meeting with the detained opposition leader in nearly 2.5 years. We get more on that from newsman Rick Fredrickson.
Husband Michael Aris and 2 teenage sons were booked on a flight from Bangkok to Burma's capital of Rangoon for the emotional reunion with Aung San Suu Kyi, still considered the biggest threat to the country's repressive military rulers. According to diplomats, the regime is hoping the visit will convince Aung San Suu Kyi to give up her crusade for democracy and leave Burma with her family, a scenario the diplomats add is not likely to occur. Observers don't know what to make of the recent softening of policies after a high-level leadership change in Burma last month. Nearly 50 other political prisoners have been released, and Burmese officials say they want input from other factions in drafting a new constitution. But one dissident here says the regime is up to something, that they cannot become good guys overnight. Rick Fredrickson for CBS News, Bangkok.
In Jerusalem today, an apparently deranged English-speaking tourist tore down a life-size silver crucifix in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, believed to be the site of Christ's execution. He's now in custody. It's 10 minutes past 7.